final day of Money 2020 here in lovely Las Vegas in the Coney DBX Experience Center. And I'm here with Gemalto's very own Jim Pond. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Thanks.
Good.
Are you hanging in there through this marathon called Money 2020?
We're almost there at the finish line.
Exactly.
So we're getting close.
It's right there.
Right.
So very cool. But it's been a blast. I mean, this show is, it can be overwhelming, but if you're kind of focused on what you want to do, then it's a total blast. So how has it been for you guys? I mean, obviously, you guys are, you know, in the trade show and meetings and all that type of stuff. How's it been for you?
It's been really good. I mean, just a lot of activity. Obviously, it's a great place to meet a lot of our customers and our prospects in one place at, you know, one time, one location. You know, so that's been a great experience and real busy. We can talk a little bit about something kind of new we're introducing to the market.
Sure.
And obviously, credit unions love new technology, new ways, especially if they enhance the member experience.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what's the new offering that you're wanting to unveil for us.
So Gemalto's been in the business of cards for, you know, obviously many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of our customers probably use Gemalto cards from whoever issues their cards.
Mm-hmm.
Instant issuance has become a real big popular thing for credit unions. That experience to enhance that member experience, onboarding or emergency card replacement. So what we introduced at this show is our self-service kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to have a 24/7 emergency replacement kiosk that a member can go to and get their card replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think of any of us that use our debit cards or credit cards on an everyday basis, when we have a compromise or have a lost card or stolen card,
it's panic time.
It is, you know. So if it happens after normal business hours, if we're fortunate enough that our credit union already does instant issuance, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
We can go in, get that card replaced immediately.
Right.
But if it happens after hours,
which it normally does,
right,
you know,
exactly,
isn't always the timing.
This is a great enhancement to credit unions that already do instant issuance or that have been thinking about doing instant issuance, but now they can do both. They can have an instant issuance solution and a 24/7 card replacement solution.
Nice.
So it's been a real highly popular and well-accepted product.
I could imagine. That's just another value add for the credit union if they offer that type of thing. And you were going to show it. You have your big kiosk over there. I apologize. I don't think it would have fit on the table.
Right. No, it definitely would not fit on the table. I mean, it is small. It is a mini kiosk, and it is designed to either be on a countertop. Obviously, this isn't a great countertop for it to be on.
Yeah, I would see it falling over. This
is more for a cocktail, right?
Exactly. So, what are the benefits? I mean, obviously, I think we both know, but I just want to get your take, the benefits here. Obviously, convenience is a big one, value, all that type of stuff. But from your perspective,
obviously, convenience is a huge part of that. And you know, credit unions were probably the first to adopt instant issuance 15 to 20 years ago when it really started out in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about that convenience, that extra service that differentiated a credit union experience versus a typical branch banking.
Right,
so the convenience is the biggest part of it. But what has really happened in the last 5 to 10 years is analysis is being done on card performance. What happens when people get their card immediately in branch and start using it the same day that they open their account, we tend to find that consumer uses their card more frequently than the consumer that gets their card in the mail.
Yeah, I've heard that too, yeah.
So it's a pretty impressive kind of statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, institutions that make interchange income off of card usage, whether it's debit card or credit card, obviously benefit from more transactions. And those, if they can displace a lot of that check writing, which costs them money, if you think you're an institution, I don't want you to write a check because that costs me money every time you write a check.
Right.
I want you to use your debit card or credit card because I make money when you do that type of transaction.
Exactly.
So what we've really seen is the statistics about instant issuance are improved card performance, which also drives a true ROI into a instant issuance solution.
So further incentive to have one of those kiosks at your credit union.
Absolutely.
Or even a community bank. I assume you guys target community banks as well?
As well.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Very cool. So what's the future here? Where are we going from here? Obviously, I mean, this is a pretty cool thing, but I know there's always another level to something. So what's the future here?
Well, if that's the biggest question that a lot of people ask.
Okay.
Because with mobile payments emerging in the market in the last few years, a lot of people ask, well, is the card just going to disappear?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously no one can totally tell the answer to that.
Yeah.
Eventually, maybe, the card will go away.
Yeah, but I've heard like 10 years. I've heard 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years is probably a realistic number.
Mm-hmm.
It may take longer than that because, again, if you think about debit cards and credit cards have been around for, what, 40 years?
However long plastic's been around.
Right. And we're still seeing millions and millions of checks being written. There is no reason that checks should still be used, but yet they're used dramatically.
Right, right.
So the one thing that we have noticed is that when a new payment payment method comes into the market,
mm-hmm.
the old ones don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we still use cash, we use checks,
mm-hmm.
and we're using cards. So mobile will be another payment method,
mm-hmm.
but will may not ever drive the cards out of the market.
Right, right.
So, but that is the big question that people ask about cards.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. I think anyone that invests in an instant issuance solution, which enhances their card portfolio as well, is going to be safe for a good 10 years.
Yeah.
You know,
probably
most,
more than that as well.
Probably
I think you're right
more.
As well. Yeah, I think it's more than that as well. So yeah, because I mean, I think about my check writing and stuff. I mean, it's dramatically been reduced. I'm probably maybe 2 or 3, 4 checks a month at the very most. That's a big month for me, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But it's mainly card and mobile now. So for us. So yeah.
Absolutely.
So cool. This is great stuff. So thank you
so
much, Jim. Thanks
Mike,
for stopping
thanks
by.
For the
Appreciate
time.
The time. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Good stuff here.